All my days go gladly spent. There is much in the long Passion reading that we've just heard to reflect on, and I hesitate to say anything more than Samuel Crosman wrote in that hymn we've just sung. So I'll be rather briefer than normal this morning. Matthew differs slightly in his account of the death of Jesus from the other gospel writers by including that curious passage that Pilate's wife warns her husband to have nothing to do with Jesus' death, as she sees his innocence. The other gospel writers don't know of that story. Pilate, the weak judge, gives in to the crowd, but he really should have known better. I think that's apparent from today's reading and from Luke and John's account. The executioner realizes the victim is innocent, and that's striking. I wonder why he didn't do anything about it. After all, he had the power. Jesus is innocent, a truth that the Roman and religious authorities would rather not have proclaimed, but it's there all along. Jesus deals with Pilate with what my mother would call dumb insolence. He hardly speaks to him, refuses to reason or plead for his life, and treats Pilate as a contemptible, oppressive, foreign overlord. At the point of death, the centurion realizes that Jesus is divine, adding to the horror of the injustice. Jesus has done nothing wrong. Unlike the Romans, he hasn't oppressed. Unlike the religious leaders, he hasn't lied. Unlike the bandits, he hasn't used violence to resist the empire. But despite this innocence, there is something troubling about Jesus. People, particularly those in power, need to resist him. In Nazareth, at the start of his ministry, he preached to Isaiah about God's love for the outcast, and they tried to hurl him over a cliff. In St. Mark, every time Jesus heals or exorcises someone, he has to muzzle the evil forces that seek to speak against him. From the start, he had to deal with strong, even deadly, opposition to his work. He proclaimed the Spirit of God who would release the captives, yet he is unjustly imprisoned and killed. The evangelists want us to see this injustice when we look at the cross. As Bonhoeffer said, God himself can be pushed out of the world on the cross. Holy Week teaches us that it's part of the human condition to resist the love, mercy, and truth of God. Human nature likes to silence the honest voice, so we continue in our illusion that the world can't be changed. We condemn the innocent agitator as dangerous, and like the religious authorities, pursue expediency. We should pray for the grace to speak the truth and not resist the voice of the prophet who speaks God's truth in our world. Unlike the congregation of Nazareth Synagogue, we should be willing to listen to the startling and alarming truths of God. Unlike Pilate, we should have the courage of our convictions. Unlike the religious authorities, we should look for what is true, not what is expedient. Unlike the centurion, we should let the truth we know affect how we live. So this week, pray for all who are innocent, yet unjustly treated and condemned. Pray for all who speak God's truth, but are silenced. Pray for all who are tortured and executed. And pray for the coming of the kingdom, where these things will be sad memories of a distant past. Amen.